Hi, this is Claire Zammit, and I'm the co-creator of the Feminine Power Transformative Courses for Women. Our mission is to create the tools, training, and support that women need to flourish, thrive, and come fully alive. And in the last 7 years, we've worked with hundreds of thousands of women to awaken feminine power. Today, I'd like to share a practice that we teach in our Feminine Power 7-week online course. It's designed to help you to break through these inner barriers to becoming the most authentic version of yourself. The obstacles to our full flourishing as women in our Western world are no longer outside of us, but these barriers to our potential are now internal. To become a powerful creator of your life, you must break through what we call your inner glass ceiling, these false beliefs that are keeping you stuck in a lesser version of yourself. These are now the primary barriers to awakening the power to create a life that reflects who you truly are. Most of us have done a lot of spiritual and psychological work, and we understand our issues, and we understand where they came from, but it hasn't given us the power to evolve beyond them. You know, the key to break free from these patterns that are keeping us stuck has to do not so much with analyzing the source and the origin, but coming into a new relationship between the different parts of us that are holding what we call the emotional center of these old beliefs. I'd like to guide you through a practice to break through this inner glass ceiling. If it's somewhere where it's safe for you to do so, I want to invite you to take a moment just to close your eyes and allow your awareness to drop down into your body. Just moving into a place of deep listening and deep receptivity. As if you're opening your inner eyes, listening with your inner ears, and becoming aware of all the feelings and sensations in your body. And just with each breath, dropping into a place of listening and receptivity. I'd like to invite you to think about an area of your life you're most wanting to transform. It might be your love life, or your career, or your finances. Could be your health, or an area that you're struggling with, like generating more support. And I want to invite you to think about a situation that happened recently where there's been some frustration or disappointment in this area. Might be a breakdown. Might be something like you go out on a date and it's another person who doesn't see you or understand you or isn't a match for you. Or you put a lot of effort into launching a new product and sales aren't what you expected. Or you invest a lot of time in a collaboration and the other person backs out without notice. Or even you make a resolution to take on a new diet and exercise program, and by the third day, you are off the wagon again, so to speak. So just thinking about that situation that's challenging in this area of your life, like you're putting yourself back in the situation. And I want to invite you to breathe into your body, into the feeling that comes up in this situation. And place one hand on your body, just above your navel, and just breathe into the feeling. Breathing deep into the center of the feeling that comes up in this situation. And see if you can name the feeling as an I am statement. Like, I'm not enough, or I'm not valuable, I can't get what I need. Or it could be a statement about others. Other people don't support me. Men are selfish. Other women don't care about me. Just breathing into the center of the feeling and seeing if you can just name it. And this statement, just naming this core belief that's at the center of the feeling about yourself or about others or about life. And breathing into the center of this feeling, just asking yourself the question, how old is this part of me who's making this meaning? It might be 8 or 6 or 3 or even in the womb. She might be a teenager. Just noticing how old this part of you in your body is who's inside this meaning about who she is or what's possible or not possible for her life. And just opening your eyes and just having a shake, just shaking it off, shaking out your arms, shaking out your legs. And just asking yourself the question, what's the best thing about being my current age compared to being the age of this younger self in your body? What's the best thing about being your current age? It might be access to power, to choice, to freedom, to wisdom, to resources, to an ability to make decisions myself. Whatever it is, breathing this time all the way down into your hips, into this deeper center where you can feel all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, the presence of this older, wiser self who has access to the wisdom and resources of your life experience. And just imagine from this deeper center, you're putting your arms around this younger self. Who's inside the idea that she's not enough or she's not valuable, or she's not safe or supported, or she can't have what she wants. And just allow the breath to bring these two parts of you into connection. And just let your heart open and expand, witnessing the self in your body who's been living inside this idea of who she is. And just allowing the breath to deepen this presence and connection between these two parts of you. And from this deeper, wider center, asking yourself the question, what's the deeper truth about who I am and what's possible in this area of my life? What's the deeper truth about the possibility of having great love? What's the deeper truth about the possibility of being fully self-expressed? About having wealth, about being well, about receiving support, whatever area of your life you're most wanting to transform. and breathing into the center of this inner wisdom and knowing of the deeper truth. And just allowing the breath to integrate this knowing of who you are into every cell. And finally, just imagine going back into that situation that was a source of frustration or where there was a breakdown. Imagine yourself back in that same situation, this time anchored into what we call this power center, this knowing of who you are and what's truly possible. And from this power center, anchored into the deeper truth of who you are and what's possible, what might be a new way that you can respond in this situation? What's a new way of responding from this? What's a new way of responding when you're anchored in this deeper truth? So to break through this glass ceiling in your life, the ongoing practice is to show up anchored in this power center and respond in this new way in this area of your life. And you will break free of this pattern forever.